targeting the oil industry. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. Russian forces blew up a gas pipeline and an oil depot in Ukraine.
The Russians are attacking Ukrainian energy sources, not just the oil refinery outside Kyiv, but also in the Ukraine's second largest city. Natural gas pipeline was hit. There's also reports that Ukrainian toxic waste dump or a nuclear waste dump has been targeted as well. But Ukrainians are very resilient, just being on the ground. There's so much pride in their country. I mean, they refuse to believe, of course, what Putin is saying, that this is one country. These people, this is a country the size of Texas with a population greater than California. These people want to be part of the West.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Ukraine. Saturday, the U.S. and European leaders announced restrictions on Russia's central bank and cutting some banks off from the SWIFT global financial system.
Now the U.S. and its allies have targeted all 10 of Russia's largest financial institutions. It comprises about 80% of the total Russian banking assets. And it also targets the Russian central bank. It would prevent it basically from deploying its international reserves.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. Former President Donald Trump says the way the Biden administration handled the withdrawal from Afghanistan influenced Russia.
I have no doubt that President Putin made his decision to ruthlessly attack Ukraine only after watching the pathetic withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Trump was the headliner at Saturday's CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference in Florida. South Korea's military says North Korea fired a suspected ballistic missile into the sea off its eastern coast. Some experts say North Korea could ramp up testing while the U.S. is focused on Ukraine. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Tens of thousands of Ukrainians are trying to escape the country as the Russian invasion continues.
People waiting for days to try and escape the fighting that they fear is coming their way. And every single car packed with women and children. They don't know where they're going in many cases because they had to flee so suddenly. Up till just a few days ago, they still didn't think this invasion was really coming. And now that it has come right to their doorstep, they are on the move. They hope they're going to find places to shelter on the other side of the border, but they just don't know. And what's more important is that their husbands, in most cases, cannot join them. There's a presidential decree that's recently been brought in that says any male between the ages of 18 and 60 cannot cross the border. They have to go back and defend their countries.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in Ukraine. Delta Airlines has suspended its partnership with Russian national airline Aeroflot. Previously, the partnership allowed customers to book flights on the other airline to complete travel itineraries. It's Boston versus some of its own city employees over the COVID-19 vaccine.
The city of Boston, Massachusetts, is appealing a judge's order blocking its COVID vaccine mandate on certain classes of cops and firefighters. This month's ruling from a state appeals court declared that the city's mandate could not be enforced until the unions representing the police and firefighters resolve their ongoing legal challenge. Democrat Mayor Michelle Wu's office says the appeal will help protect public health while negotiations with the unions continue. The unions say that Mayor Wu undermined their collective bargaining rights when she imposed a mandate that all city workers get at least one dose of the COVID vaccine or risk being placed on unpaid leave. Wu's office says most of the city's nearly 20,000 workers have already met the requirement. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
Hong Kong is seeing a surge in COVID-19 cases due to the Omicron variant. Last year, the city went nearly 3 months without a single locally spread case. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.